Blog Talk Radio.
Is this thing on? Like, for
Blog
real?
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Wow, hey there everyone, what's going on? It's me, the one and only original Mike J. I'm joined tonight by, of course, Jeff, who's raving like that crazy guy from that video that was on a few years ago, that fat kid who was dancing to some European song. I don't even know, anyways.
Oh,
Karen's
Lord.
Here too. I'm sorry, Karen, I wish you could see this right now.
Ooh, is he getting it? Is he like getting down?
Well, now I'm just getting the nasty bird flipped at me.
Oh, wow, you know it. You know you're going to get the finger at some point. You just got it early tonight.
And I can't even
see
the finger.
Yeah,
that
means
you're
going to be touched out in no time. Right.
Normally.
Damn Skype is going to let you have it all now.
Yeah, this is we're doing some experimenting here for our listeners who may not have been with us last night. We're experimenting with Skype group video chat.
Honey, I'm not sure I was with us last night.
So we're going to see how it goes to see, you know, if our flow is a little bit better and if it makes it a little bit more exciting for you guys at home. But anyway, we do have a very exciting show tonight. Number one, because Karen's here and it's a Tuesday, so that's
Woo!
Always a rare treat.
Yeah. Covering for the wonderful Miss Katrina Johnson, who is...
Yeah, she's out playing hockey.
Canada,
watching hockey. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's a...
Yeah.
She's invading the mother country. Anyway.
One of the mother countries.
one of the mother countries, that is for sure. Mm. But, you know, coming up a little bit later, guys, we're going to be talking about the one-time affair. Should you keep it a secret or should you tell? Because, it's going to be dicey. It's going to be dicey.
That's,
so you want to stick around for that.
That is a dicey subject.
We're a very dicey show.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff was going to go smoke or something now. I think he was leaving the studio.
Jeffrey, yeah, don't you dare put that cancer stick in your mouth. He's ignoring me. He's only laughing at me.
He was waving at me, but he forgets we're on the radio and not on TV. So maybe this Skype is going to be a bad thing.
I know. I keep forgetting. I'm not saying anything because I'm like, oh, he can see me, and I'm forgetting that we're actually doing a radio show.
Yeah.
Forgetting to our millions of listeners out there who want to hear your soft, soft, sweet, sexy voice.
Yeah. Okay, look it. There's nothing soft,
yes,
soft, sexy, or sweet about my voice, okay? Because I went and was listening to some shit after recording those YouTube videos and the intros for that, and I'm like, I sound like a gay some bitch. Like, I can't even handle it. Like, I would try to, like, change my pitch and shit to make me all sound like, hey, hey, hey. Like, just a little deeper or something. And I still sound a damn fool.
See? But that's what they love
the
about you.
Sad part is...
You didn't know that gay son of a bitches are, like, the most popular thing in 2012?
Well,
you did not know this? You didn't get the memo?
No, I didn't. I missed it. I was on the phone with Mike earlier, and this I was getting a beep. We have this problem. We never know who's actually getting the beep because it beeps on both of our phones, so we're both confused. Whatever, so I jump over to see if it's me, and of course it is, and it's this lady. She's like, I'm calling from RBK, and I'm doing a survey about your grocery shopping. Is there a lady over 18 who does the grocery shopping in your house? I was
like,
no, lady, because we're gay. And she's just like, oh, she's kind of giggling, and I was like, click.
I think you would have liked her. You should have kept talking to her. Anybody with a southern accent might fancy.
I just thought that she would get, you know, like that would be something for her to go home and talk about with her friends. That somebody hung up with her was like, no, I'm gay. Because, I mean, I was kind of pissed off. Like, a lady in the house, honey, even if there was a lady in the house, that don't mean she's doing the shopping.
Right, because what about the guys who are like the bachelors who do their own or the single dads or, you know, they need to tweak their script. Is there someone in the house that does the shopping? That's all it is. Someone.
Right.
No, they really should have
had a survey, because I know you would have talked to her.
I'm saying, why is it
kind of
a
very important point? Because that's really kind of, quite frankly, rude of them to just call up and assume that they're calling a everyday cookie cutter conservative heterosexual household. That kind of pisses me off a bit. How are you going to be presumptuous like that?
Exactly.
What about all the stay-at-home fathers?
Exactly. There are a lot of people, because, you know, women these days are getting great jobs. They've got, I mean, it's almost one of those situations where the workforce is set up for, you know, they've got to incorporate women in some of the more higher positions. So sometimes women are making more money in the house, and then when you start having the kids, you don't want to leave them, you know. Some people are, you know, they don't want to leave them with daycare, or maybe they can't. Family. There are a lot of single parents out there, a lot of, you know, domestic partnerships. There's a lot of everything. Haters?
Maybe. Well, and I was like,
I'm glad
maybe
you hung up on her now. Now I'm glad.
I thought maybe it was going to be about, like, tampons or something. And I'm like, well,
right,
even if it's still about tampons, and I got this because I lived with lesbians and I've usually worked with women, so I've been the one up the damn market picking up the tampons without an applicator and shit. Like, I know my way around the OB section.
I don't like those without the applicator. That's not a good look. Someone's got to put it up there, so you need an applicator.
Well, did I tell you the story of Mike and I's friend Big Cock there? We were they were sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes out of the bathroom with an OB, like the little one, you know, without the applicator and everything. He's like, how the hell am I supposed to swallow this? It's like a horse pill. And I realize what he has in his hand.
Oh, my
God.
My gosh.
Baby. That is not a pill you're supposed to be taking. If you swallow that, it's going to swell up in your stomach, and I feel bad for your intestinal tract.
Thank God he didn't swallow that.
Yeah, really.
He'd have been full for a week.
But, you know, this
is
the same kid that came to me and was like, I have an answer for every, because he always was constantly locking himself out of his car and he had a neon. He's like, I've got the answer. I've solved all my problems. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm going to keep a coat hanger in the trunk, so when I lock my keys in the car, I always have a coat hanger.
With all week.
This is true.
You know,
yeah,
it sounds like that was the most brilliant idea he's had all week, all month maybe. Oh, man.
Well, it's funny because that's kind of just the way Brian is, though. I mean, unfortunately, he comes up with these great ideas, and then it's like, hello, reality check. But you know who else got a very, very big awakening reality check today, guys?
Who?
Paula Abdul.
Wow. Well, there's a quite of a list there. You got one of them right there, Chris.
Okay. We are currently experiencing a technical issue that just completely stopped the show. Please bear with me while I try to restart it. Okay, let's try something else. Okay. I am unable to get anything else to play in the studio. If you guys can hear me, we have been experiencing some technical issues in the chat room, as well as I believe we've experienced some audio dropout, because I've noticed that the audio has been dropping out of the clip. So if you guys can hear me, we're going to go ahead and cancel the remaining show for tonight. Tune in tomorrow for Jake Pentlin. Hopefully they don't have the same issue. And we will return, I believe, Tuesday. And guys, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Thank you all for tuning in. Good night, everybody.